Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Oh, man. It's again because for the first time ever, and now I've done it twice. Thank you, Eminem. Twice in 6 days, I did not acknowledge the bumper music theme and the bumper music theme entity, according to Dave, is very upset and is worried about the status of our relationships. We're playing shaky relationship music.
Tears are streaming down bumper themes' cheeks.
I genuinely apologize. I
don't apologize to me. Apologize to bumper.
Okay, well, I hope BMT, I hope you're listening right now. Mr. and Mrs. BMT.
BMT, is that the Subway sandwich?
Yes. I hope you're listening. I apologize. I do not want to lose the bumper music theme. So I saw this story over the weekend, how to spot when you're a hypocrite. And I was hoping there was going to be like a series of questions, you know, to try to lay it out. I think being a hypocrite is more how self-aware are we and how consistent are we about that? Because for the majority of people, it's so much easier to say, fill in the blank who. Your significant other, a friend of yours, somebody in the public eye, as in politics, and you say, okay, now you're speaking out on this. Where were you before? And that person seems like a hypocrite, right? Now, some would say it's just partisan. Some would say it matches the times right now. And without a doubt, there have been times in my life where people close to me, I'm sure, thought I was being a hypocrite. And I'm sure I've heard it against me. I don't remember an exact time right now, but I'm by no means suggesting I've never heard it. I also think some of this, Dave, is this feeling now. And some of it is a trickle down from politics, and some of it has nothing to do with politics, where if you change your opinion or you adjust your behavior or in some ways you do something different today, October 7th, than what you might have done a year ago, yes, sometimes you're a fraud. Sometimes you're a hypocrite. You're also allowed to say, I was wrong before. Or I have new information now.
Situations change, man.
Or I feel different. And then it's up to us, I guess, to, you know, if we offer any opinion on that. And I guess as a talk show host, we do a little bit of that because giving opinions is part of what we do. But so how do you think of someone in your life where they were a certain way, and then they change, do we default too quickly to you're just, wait a second, just being a hypocrite now versus, okay, why have you changed? Why is your behavior different, or why are you reacting differently to said circumstance?
You talk about dredging things up from the past. We don't allow each other, especially in politics, to learn. Or in the media, if it's, you know, a celebrity who said something 30 years ago and does the opposite today. We'll dredge that up. We'll pull that up and see what you said. Yeah, I mean, that happens constantly.
Well,
it happened today at the congressional hearings, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Many times.
Well, now, Bill Maher had some fun with it,
mm-hmm.
but he had Louis C.K. on, who's now written a novel. And Maher was raving about this fictional account. And where at one point, Maher's talking about Louis C.K. and he's talking about, what research did you do? None. And then apparently one of the characters in the book masturbates. And I think he says, like, well, you said you really didn't have any experience in this. How about this point? Because, again, the big controversy with Louis C.K. was he was masturbating in front of or on the phone with people close to him.
Yeah.
Right? And it'd be one thing if that's kind of your thing and everybody agrees to it. But clearly there were plenty of people who did not agree with it, who felt harassed. And so that was in a joking way, but you're so right. You're so right. And guess what? All of us, to various levels, can be guilty of that, where if someone is back involved in something, in some general area where we remember what they did, we'll bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will. Gotcha. But I mean, on some level, all of us, every single person on the planet is a hypocrite.
Yes.
Every single person. And it would be nice if we could remember that. You know what? We're all guilty of it, some on much more serious issues than others.
That's it.
But we all say things fully meaning what we say, 100% standing by what we say, and then perhaps there's a slightly different situation. Perhaps something impacts us a little bit more directly, and we act the other way. It happens. It absolutely happens. And you can be called out for it, especially if it's a very serious matter, if it's politics, if it's whatever, if it's
personal life.
Yes.
Right?
If it's something like you claim to hate the state fair, but when you're out there, you just love it. I can have fun with it.
No idea what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking
about.
No
idea. As long as it's, you know, five days now. Let's just get her down to 5 days.
No, we're doing Labor Day next year, Brad.
Just,
adding one.
Okay. Good
Chad
luck.
Chad has volunteered to join Shaletta
luck.
On Saturdays as well.
Good luck on that one.
If Shaletta shows up.
Yeah. She'll be posting pictures of herself everywhere right now. Well, I mean, personal life is where it really can be stinging, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's something that for some reason in your dynamic with your partner, with your kids, with a close friend, and the other person views a really abrupt change or a completely different opinion when maybe it involves them or involves somebody else.
Yeah. You get mad at your partner for doing something. You turn around a week later and do it yourself.
Yes. Yes. Every single one of us has been in that position before.
Not me.
Of course not you. You know? And by the way, you certainly know this as you know me very well. And I'm so much better at this, but I used to just belabor stuff too much.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. That'll shock you. And it was such an awful fault of mine. Here more at the station is more fun about it. Like,
for you.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, I'll just say there was somebody in my life who I had this conversation with this summer where we were having a disagreement about something. And the person was worried that this was going to lead to something else and said, well, it always goes this way. And I'm like, we're not doing it this way. And this person, I'm protecting this person. No, it always goes this way. And we didn't go there. And this person is my group of the most important people in my life who I would step in front of a speeding train for. And I was a hypocrite with this person other times, and I would belabor it. I would stay with it too much. And I don't think I should get the Nobel Peace Prize for it, but I felt better about, okay, be different in this circumstance. And that was it was a better way to do it. It's a little spin off on the hypocrisy, but it is a reminder that circumstances can be different. We can be better. And oh, by the way, sometimes we're worse. We're all flawed, except for you. And I get to work with you.
Saving that right now.
Yes.
It's good to know that you're competing with the president now for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes. Yes. I did look that up today. It's in December.
We're handing out the prizes already.
Yeah, we are.
Physics today, right?
Right. I was thinking, well, are we about due for that? I think he wants that Israel-Hamas sign off on it. And then if he gets Israel and Hamas to sign off, and then we can acknowledge that he was really only resolved maybe two conflicts, not seven or eight, he's still probably going to get it. You want me to talk Stretch Lab right here?
It would be a great idea.
Okay. If you're someone who listens to these spots, and I thank you for listening to the show, and then you think, God, I should stretch more, or I should go to Stretch Lab, or I should get up out of my chair more, or I should get up off the couch, or I should go for a bike ride, or I should play more golf, and I should walk and not ride the cart. I could say in theory you're a hypocrite. I'm just going to say you're coming around, hopefully, today. Because double-figure locations of Stretch Lab in town, and they will cover everybody listening right now. You could have a 12-year-old kid. You could be with your 85-year-old grandfather. You could be someone who ran in the marathon. You could be someone who absolutely needs to lose weight and get in better shape. Train professionals, kind, considerate, technology to evaluate you. First conversation, and start with that 50-minute session. You'll be better, I guarantee you, and hopefully sign up for more sessions. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, let's do this real quick. If you could listen to only one song for the rest of your life, what do you got? Because this might be in my top 20. This is in my top 20. I love Bill Withers. Use Me is a phenomenal song. I just sprung this upon you. We're going to end. We're going to come back after traffic, weather, CBS, Susie. Susie maybe went out and picked up a sweater from Target.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out. You can listen to only one song the rest of your life. Do you have that song, Dave Harrigan?
I do.
Okay.
Proud to be an American.
Lee Greenwood, Proud to be American. It's available right now.
It's available. That's right.
Okay.
No. Say It Ain't So from Weezer.
Say It Ain't So. Susie, you can only listen to, and you have 10 seconds. One song for the rest of your life. I just heard Use Me from Bill Withers. It's a consideration for me. You have 5 seconds. What's your song? One song the rest of your life. What is it?
Bill Withers' Lovely Day.
There we go. Bill Withers winning the contest. What do you got?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.